Kelly Hansen, lead singer of the mega band Foreigner, what a pleasure and an honor to speak with you this morning.
It's great to be with you today.
This is such a cool thing that you have done with the Shriners Hospital and the reworking of the famous hit song, I Want to Know What Love Is, to another song that benefits Shriners Hospital for Children. I saw the video, and I'm glad I was by myself because I was weeping openly. It's absolutely amazing. How did Foreigner get involved with Shriners Hospital?
Well, about 10 years ago, we got involved with the Shriners as a way of kind of helping each other out. They were helping us sell CDs at shows. We were donating money to the Shriners. And it developed into this really great relationship over 10 years. And we decided to, Mick Jones decided to allow the Shriners to have use of the song, I Want to Know What Love Is, royalty free. So the proceeds could go to the hospital. And it turned into, everyone got really excited about it, and it turned into this whole campaign that we decided to do and use social media and attack it from all angles, and I think it's been really successful.
The video is amazing. Talk about you working with those kids and what that was like. It's just so fantastic.
You know, I spent a couple of days in Tampa at the Shriners Hospital there, and it was extremely hot down there in Florida, as opposed to where I am right now, which is in Canada. And and the kids were great. We had to film them, you know, playing outside and playing basketball, and they did really great. And they came from all over to be involved in this, and it worked out really well, and I had a really good time. And I think that the proof shows, you know, in the end result. I think it really is an emotional piece.
Yeah, and it's great because it starts with you getting ticked off at all the things that we get bent out of shape about, and then the reality check of what these brave kids go through and, you know, how they fight through their challenges and their illnesses. And it's like, oh, okay, maybe bumping someone's shoulder on the street or dropping your coffee isn't that big of a deal, right?
Exactly right.
Yes.
That's totally what we're trying to portray.
And so the song I Want to Know What Love is the bed of the video. But if I understand correctly, there's on the Greatest Hits of Foreigner Live in Concert album, which all proceeds go to Shriners Hospital for Children, there's a new version of that song.
Yeah, we got a group of Shriners patients together, some kids, and they sang backgrounds on the new version of the song. So you can go to showthemlove.org, and you can download the song or the album, and the proceeds will go to the Shriners, or you can donate, or you can just do both. And it's something that we're really proud of, you know, but to be associated with the Shriners and to do something to help these kids and their families.
And it's great because you can get the Show Them Love t-shirt, all kinds of cool stuff on the website. And as you mentioned, you can also just make a donation. So how's Foreigner doing? What's this year looking like?
We're very busy. We're in Canada doing our Cold as Ice Tour of Canada. It should have been called Colder Than Ice Tour. And it's going great. And we'll be touring, you know, most of the year. We're going to Europe a little bit later, doing some more orchestral shows here and there, possibly doing some more of the Double Vision and More shows with the original band members as well. So a lot of stuff.
Does it ever get old?
No, are you kidding? Listen, if you don't understand how fortunate you are to be in this position to be able to sing such a great catalog of songs with a band where people still want to come see the band after 40 years, then I guess I shouldn't be doing it if I felt that way. So I really do feel like this is something that I'm so fortunate to be able to do, and I think everybody in the band gets that. We've all been around the block, and we all get that this is really something special.
That's awesome. I understand you are a huge foodie, and you love to cook.
True, and I was on that Food Network show Chopped, and I won.
I know. You were on Chopped Rock Stars, and it says here that it was even more scary than stepping on stage in front of 20,000 people. Talk about that.
Oh yeah, I barely slept the night before, you know. And I was studying, and I was looking up what are the weirdest food combinations that have ever been on Chopped, and I was trying to think of how do I make certain sauces in case I have to make some kind of thing I've never made before. And so it was definitely definitely strenuous.
What was your winning dish? What did you do? Do you remember?
Well, I mean, the show is a 3-course thing, Although I think that my lamb T-bone with a coconut curry sauce was probably the thing that went over best.
Well, how do you find time to cook when you're on the road so much? Or maybe that's how it came to be.
I don't on the road practically at all. So when I get home, I rarely go out. I make all my meals at home, and I try to do new things and use fresh and high-quality organic ingredients, and I feel much better for it.
Cool. What's it like being friends with people like Guy Fieri, the foodie people?
Great. In fact, I'm going to be doing something with Guy in March. I don't know if I can talk about it, but it's going to be really fun. And he's a great guy, and he's a really good-hearted and generous guy. I don't think people always know that, but whenever there's fires or floods or anything that's going on, Guy is there feeding first responders and people who don't have homes, and he just does it out of the goodness of his heart. He's really great.
That's awesome. Do you have a favorite song that you sing for Foreigner?
I always say that I'm just fortunate enough to be able to choose from a whole catalog of really well-crafted, great songs. The situation of the day, the ambiance, the crowd, the location may change how one song feels on one day compared to another, but that doesn't change that I get to choose from this basket of beautiful, ripe fruit of songs. And so, no, I don't have a favorite, because each day everything feels different. So, and that's what keeps it fresh.
That's awesome. Anything you still want to do? I mean, beyond being a world-renowned rock star?
Well, there could be something cooking-wise in the works. We'll have to wait and see. But always thinking about new stuff.
Kelly Hansen, thanks so much for your time. And again, the website that people can go to donate to the Shriners Hospital is showthemlove.org. And folks, if you haven't seen the video, it's just amazing. Do you have a favorite part of the video, Kelly? Those kids are just, again, so adorable and fantastic. The little girl holding your hand the whole time?
Right. You know, I don't look at the video as much as remember the experiences of myself that I had. And it was really great. I mean, these kids just have such a great attitude, and even though they go through so much, I was really proud to be able to do it.
Wise beyond their years, huh?
Yeah,
good
exactly.
Stuff. Thank you, Kelly. Have a great year. Thank you so much for what you do for Shriners, and thanks for the time.
All right, thank you.
Take care. Stay warm.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.